welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is all about energy and the language of it and what it can tell you about yourself. When I first came back from my near-death experience in 1981, I had absolutely no idea what an aura was. It wasn't even something that was in my vocabulary, on my radar screen, or anything. I was very grounded in the corporate world, doing personality training within the corporate world, and here I die and I come back and I start seeing this glow of light around anything that has atoms and molecules and motions. And when I kept questioning the doctors about it, they said, oh, well, it'll go away. It's probably because of what we had to do to get your heart started and so forth. And I'm sure that in a few days it's going to go away. Well, here I am, what, 28 years later, and I'm still seeing this glow of light around everything. When we think of the aura, what we really should think of is it really is who we are in our purest form. It's actually the sum of everything we are. It's so full of information. I'm going to be talking about that today, that information that tells us where we are mentally, emotionally, spiritually, meaning energetically, and soulfully. And then also it's that whole part of us that has all of our dramas, all of our traumas, all of our loves, all of our excitement. Everything that has happened to us biographically is also in the aura, as well as biologically, meaning everything that is a genetic predisposition from our parents or grandparents and so forth. So when you think of that aura, think of it as this whole comprehensive picture of who you are. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today and going into more detail about what it can tell you about yourself. You don't really have to be a medical intuitive to be able to access the information. All of us to some degree are medical intuitives, but again, I'm going to go into that. I'm also going to be taking your calls today. So if you have a question for me about energy or you have a question about your own health, I encourage you to call me at 1-877-230-3062. I love sharing my medical intuitive skills with you and poking at your energy, as I call it, and then accessing the information. A lot of times it may be difficult for us to do it ourselves, even though our energy talks to us and tells us where we're holding emotions and what our aches and pains are saying. But in some cases, we need to reach out and have somebody else look at us. And the main reason for that is that we're so emotionally tied to ourselves. First of all, of course, we don't want to see anything that isn't absolutely perfect. And then the second thing is we really aren't sure we want to peel back those layers and seeing what really is going on beneath the layers. You know, change has a lot of benefits when you're in control of it. But when you're forced to change, there's a first part of change that is so natural within us, and that's the denial. Well, I don't need to change that. But when it comes to the aura tells you what needs to be changed, not whether it's your thoughts or your emotions, maybe it's a lifestyle or food and so forth. So again, it should be a very, very fun show. Before I get started, though, I'd like to encourage you to listen to one of my fellow Hay House authors and friends of mine, Venus Andreck. Venus has got a show on Contact Talk Radio as Elders of Hay House Radio that was with them for 4 years. Venus and I moved together to Contact Talk Radio. Very exciting for both of us. You can listen to Venus's show. She's skilled in going into people's heads and finding out what's going on in the heads of other people to some degree. So you can listen to her show every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I really encourage you to. She is just a lot of fun, great sense of humor, but full of wisdom. And one of the things that Venus does is she accesses that information in the energy field, but in a different way. And we all, again, have that capability. One of the questions I'm always asked when I'm doing presentations or doing my readings or workshops is, what kind of information is in the aura? And I just love this question because when you start talking about it, people are absolutely blown away that they have so much information that's there that is basically revealing who they are and attracting people who either share similar situations or have experienced similar emotions or even traumas. And that's part of the law of attraction, what brings people to us. So when you come into that part of the expression of who you are. There's information from past lives. There's information about your sacred agreements that you have with people. There's actually two different kinds of agreements, sacred agreements and then pre-birth agreements. Sacred agreements are the agreements that we have with someone that where they either show us our shadow, meaning the part of us that wish is waiting to be illuminated, or what they do is show us our strengths. Now, those are real straightforward, and we can get a pretty good clue when we hang around people. If all they do is point out our negative points, then what we have is we have a shadow dancer as far as the what is revealed in the aura. When we have someone that is just singing our praises all the time and telling us how good we are, then what we have is we have a archetype that is the strength, that is the part that is our best friend, our best part. And it, what they're doing is they're mirroring to us what we're really, really good at and where our strengths are. And so we can learn a lot from both types of contracts, either the shadow or the archetype. Then there's the other called the pre-birth agreement. Boy, that's an interesting one. This is really difficult to read because what it does is it tells us both, shows us both the shadow and the archetype, and we never quite know when that person's going to show us either side. So it's a lot of mixed messages that get sent from that person. And, you know, one minute we can just be absolutely great. The next minute it's like we're scratching our head wondering what the heck we've done. Pre-birth agreements are more difficult to get rid of. They're part of the long-term contracts that we basically create before we come into light. But those are also in the energy field. Your soul's purpose, everything that you want to know about your history in this lifetime and what your common themes are and where you're headed are all within the aura. I get to read those to an extent, but not going in and forecasting the future because we always have free will to be able to change that. Also, again, what about that first love that you had and that first broken heart that you had, and how did you react to that and what emotions did you carry? That's all in the field. What about all those successes? That's in the field. What about the predisposition for maybe diabetes or heart disease? That's all in the field. So really, everything that you are, the sum of everything that you are to today is in that field. And as a medical intuitive, when I have permission or someone else has permission, then what they can do is they can go in and access that information and then be able to put it into words that you can relate to. That's another part of the aura that's so exquisite, is it not only tells you what you need to work on, it tells someone how to use the words to communicate with you, and it even tells you what you can do to restore your own health if that's what you're dealing with. Or it can also go in and tell you that, you know, you don't want to continue to kiss a lot of frogs to find that prince. So it can tell you what you don't want in someone as well as what you want. So just rich with information. So when you go in and you look at that, it's considered the sacred part of who we are. And what that means is that your history, it's your present moment, and then it's also what can be found in the future. And only you are the one that's able to go in and to modify that future in any way. And that's where free will comes in. And while someone can tell you that, you know, in 6 months you're going to be doing this and then in a year you're going to be doing that, the truth of the matter is anyone that enters that energy field can read a predisposition or maybe a decision that you're looking at making or the distractions in your life. But when it really comes down to it, you are the only one that can forecast your future. And how you do that is by taking the time to be able to touch that inner part of yourself, that inner wisdom, and then being able to take that inner wisdom, merge it with all the, you know, what you have done and what you would like to do, and then to make different choices. The energy field instantaneously changes the minute a thought is created and an emotion is attached to that thought. So when you think of the aura, it's a very dynamic, moving process that constantly is sending out messages. It's a wonderful antenna for receiving. It's a wonderful transmitter for letting people know where you are, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're looking for. And then again, that's what works with the law of attraction. So everything is just right there, just waiting for the right time and the right place to reveal itself. And the more you get in tune with your own energy and you start looking at when you get drained or why you seem to get drained around certain people, and then why you feel uplifted and energized with other people or in situations or tasks that you're doing or jobs that you're doing. All of those are the way that your energy field is able to talk to you and tell you what's going on with you. So I'm going to be continuing to talk about the aura and more of the information that it can reveal to us, also how it talks to us, and then what can we do when I get closer to the end of the show, what can we do to help keep our aura healthy and vital and vibrant? Because again, it has color, it has texture, it has dynamics, it has movement, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to go into Celine in Pennsylvania. Hi, Celine, line one. Thanks for calling me.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
My pleasure. How can I help you, hon?
Well, I have had the doctors baffled since 2007. I have it's hard to explain, but I have vibrations, spasms, twitched muscles that go up and down my body. And so I've been diagnosed anything from Lyme to Parkinson's. I had a brain operation last year to put in a programmable shunt, and the vibration still didn't stop, and I'm still working with a new set of doctors. Now they've said that I have reflex sympathetic dystrophy syndrome, and I'm a candidate for ketamine because of stretched nerve endings, and I wanted to call you and find out about my aura.
Okay. Well, actually, today when I'm touching you is better than it was 2 days ago. And
okay.
If you go back and you look a couple days ago and you look at all the things that were happening in your life, and then I can pick up that there was this, it was almost like the twitches were more pronounced than I can feel them right at this point in time. And the reason I wanted to bring that forward is that what you're dealing with is something that is kind of like taking a car to a garage. It isn't consistent enough that anything can be pinpointed. That's one of the reasons that the doctors are having a difficult time being able to give you a clear diagnosis. And my sense is probably what they've done is, I don't want to use the word misdiagnosed, but they've been pointed in the wrong direction. So when I go in, the first thing is that it's intermittent, and that has a lot of advantages. And what that means is that what they're working with is something that may not be exactly what they're going to treat you on. And the benefit of that is so you can go in and look at other options. I want to go back, and I'm going to go back in time, and I'm going to tell you the thing that I pick up that really started the process. And I want to go back about 8 years ago. In that process, 8 years ago, something happened in your body. You either got exposed to Epstein-Barr. I can find the energetics of Lyme in your body, the Lyme's disease. But what occurred is, at that point in time, your immune system could not read what was happening. And as a result, it turned on itself. And when it did, it started seeking out, whether it was cells or whether it was an invader or anything that was going on, anything that was going to harm your body. And around the nerves itself, we have something called a myelin sheathing. It's kind of like having a plastic-coated wire, plastic coating around the wire, which is the nerve. When I go into the myelin sheathing, specifically in the cerebellum, specifically in the upper peripheral nerves that we get at that junction box that I call the brachial junction box right there at the shoulder area, what I get is that myelin sheathing, it goes along, it's smooth, and then it looks like it's got a little bit of break in it. And then it builds back up, and then it goes for a little bit more, and then it gets a break in it. And then it builds up again and has a break in it. And these breaks, when your brain sends a message to those parts of the body, to those nerves, telling the muscles to be able to move and animate and to lift and do all the things that it does, the message goes from the brain, hits that nerve, goes where it needs to, and then it loses its signal. And then it's like a blip. It's this intermittent blip. And then when it does, and then the other part picks up where it thought the original message was, and then it goes into a blip. So what you're, the closest, I really believe that the doctors are accurate when they have diagnosed you with this last aspect of what's going on, from it being a sympathetic situation, meaning that it's caused by stress. The sympathetic nervous system is really a representation of what is happening in our life. So let's go back and let's now dot the I's. First of all, I feel that the first part that you're experiencing, it does have to do with either Epstein-Barr virus or it has to do with the Lyme's disease. The second part of it is the immune system turned on itself. It did cause this disconnect or this break in the myelin sheathing, and that's what's causing the intermittent aspect of it. One of the things that my sense is that, have you tried acupuncture, hon?
Yes, but as soon as I stood up, the vibrations came back.
Yes, and what the vibrations are is they are literally that nerves. It's kind of, let me see if I can liken it. It's like calling someone and getting a busy signal all the time, and you call and you call and you call and you get the busy signal. That's what the vibrations are. It's a real fast-pitched twitch that is basically trying to get the message from where it needs to beyond the broken part to the next part. It's like that. It's like your brain is trying to create these bridges from where these disruptions are in the myelin sheathing. So what you might want to do is to go back in, and when you find yourself a different acupuncturist, and what you would like to do is you would like to work with someone that is going to work at getting the chi running from the center of the brain to the cerebellum down to the end of your coccyx or your tailbone. And if they use needles in that area, that may help restore. And that's one of the nice things that I am picking up is some of the myelin sheathing can be restored. Now, a lot of doctors will say, or neuroscientists will say, that's not true, but it is true. The body is absolutely magnificent in what it can restore. Now, sometimes it cannot, but in this case, it can restore some of that. And the other thing is that I would encourage you to do some balance work. Maybe you want to look at some Alexander technique or some Rolfing or something like that that can help you skeletally, muscularly, and neurologically get in your body. And I think that that will help you as well. And then what I would do is I would work at keeping that immune system a very, very happy camper. And we do that by foods that we eat, but more importantly, we do it by giving our body enough rest. So those are some things that you can do. I would encourage you to work at building the muscles, keep them working so they don't atrophy. That's one of the side effects that could happen. Keep them working, keep the movement. That's why I was suggesting maybe Rolfing. You might even want to try Qigong or something like that. But what it is it's this intermittent message that gets from point A to point B to point C to point D. And what we want to do is we really want to neurologically retrain the brain to be able to overcome and compensate those areas that are have the breakdown and the disconnect. When I was listening to you and your energy, sweetie, one of the things is that are you working with a physical therapist?
I did go to a chiropractor for a while.
Okay.
And then I stopped because of the reflex sympathetic dystrophy syndrome.
Yes.
And then getting set up for these ketamine infusions.
Yes, yes. Now, the infusions themselves are helping. But one of the things that I am picking up is a lot of what you're experiencing in many ways has the symptomology of a stroke. It is not a stroke, but when I go into the aura and I go into the neurological part of who you are, a lot of what isn't working in your body is a lot of what wouldn't work if maybe someone had a stroke. And the reason I'd ask about a physical therapist is that I think, and it feels in your aura, that if you could have some kind of non-impact stretching or something that could be done, kind of what they would do for a stroke victim, I think we can remap in your body, in your brain, what is happening. And what it'll do is it will at least give you some reprieve to where your body isn't working with the breakdown that it has. So those are some things for you to consider. I think
wow.
The doctors are on the right path where they are now versus where it is. I went in and checked for MS, could not find it. I went in and checked for Parkinson's. I could not find it. But I did find some Lyme. I found the energy of Lyme, and I need to be really honest. I really can't tell you when I look in your field whether it is Lyme disease or whether it's part of an Epstein-Barr, a viral disease that has just caused your a viral infection that has caused your immune system to turn on itself, because I can still find some inflammation in the joints and in the muscles themselves. So I would like to be able to say to you, absolutely, no, it isn't Lyme disease, but truthfully, honey, I can't get that kind of clarity. There's something that's just not wanting me to go in and to be able to see that. And you're not blocking me. It's just that I think that it's kind of morphed into so many different things that it's not clear, but I can see the energetics of both Lyme and then an Epstein-Barr virus that would cause a neurological turning against your immune system, turning against your nerves. So I hope all that helps.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much. Well, gosh, I'm going to be right back. I've got a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to be right back. So if you would please stay tuned, I'm going to be talking more about the energy, taking your calls, and really looking forward to talking to all of you. Please stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Well, welcome back. And today, if you're just joining me, I'm talking about the language of energy and the aura and what it can tell you about yourself. And what I want to do is start out this segment of the show talking about how does energy talk to us? And when we think about it, we can think about it as vibes. We can think about it as maybe images that build up in our mind. Maybe we're driving along and we notice all of a sudden that we're seeing the same pattern or the same situation over and over again. That's another way that it talks to us. Maybe we get that epiphany or that flash of insight. What the aura does is it uses our intuition to be able to talk to us. And your intuition is directly tied to the neurology of your personality. Now, if you're not familiar with your personality color, what you can do is go to my website, www.reitberger.com. I have a personality assessment on the website itself. You can answer a few statements and voila, poof, you become a color. What that does is it tells you more about who you are. So the way your energy speaks to you via your intuition is it follows your brain mapping. So, for example, if you're a personality that you just seem to feel vibes, then that's how your energy is going to talk to you. If you're a personality that not only feels the vibes but seems to get those flashes of insight, then what's going to happen is you're going to get that light bulb going off. Maybe you're not feeling well and you're just kind of pondering it and wondering what's going on, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my gosh, there it is. Some of us use our bodies in a way that we can actually feel the vibes. We feel this hair standing up on our neck or on our arms or our body shudders. Now, it's different than when I was talking to Celine and what she was working with. Excuse me. But what they are is they are just kind of this inner knowing. And then some people hear voices. And I know that sounds really woo-woo and really strange, but the truth is that your aura will talk to you and be able to have this little inner voice such as, you know, what's going on? The reason you had that ache and pain is you were a weekend warrior. But you know what? Are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Is something burdening you? So it'll actually talk to you that way. And then another way that the aura talks to us, especially around what's going on in our physical body, from that mental, emotional, physical part of the body, it'll talk to us in our dreams. So if you're not inclined to pay attention to your dreams, I would really encourage you to do that, because what your dreams will do is they will give you symbols. And if it's a recurrent or a chronic issue that you're dealing with, or a problem or something in your body, then what will happen is then you will go in and you will actually start finding patterns. For example, if you have a lot of water in your dreams, what that is it's an indicator that there needs to be movement. If you have a vehicle in your dreams, whether it's a boat or a car or a bicycle, really doesn't make any difference, but any form of vehicle lets you know that you're moving forward. Maybe that day all you did was say to yourself, you know, I'm just stuck. I can't seem to move on. But what your dreams will do is it'll show you getting on a bike, getting in a car, and you'll see yourself going somewhere, and that's an indicator that you really are in movement and you're not as stuck as you think you are. So what you can do is you can use the aura in that way. The other thing is that think of the aura as also talking to you. If, say, for example, you were to bump your elbow. When you bump your elbow, what you do is automatically you rub that part of your body. What that's doing is your aura is telling you, oops, there's been a breakdown in the way the chi is flowing through that part of your arm and the elbow and the wrist and so forth. And what we do when we rub it, it's like we take the aura and we just rub it and we smooth it out, and voila, the chi starts to flow again. So a very exquisite, sophisticated communication network that can tell us all about what's going on. It tells us when we come in and we get around people that we give away our energy. I know there's a lot of controversy over this, but I'll tell you, in the work that I've been doing with the aura, you know, there aren't energy vampires. We give our energy away because somehow we can relate to that person and somehow we can learn from that person. But sometimes we do it without even being consciously aware of it. And in that case, then our energy gets really low. We get around other people and, oh my gosh, we're just a bundle of energy. So again, these are all the ways that it can talk to you. And if you can remember, as the old ancient metaphysicians and the wise teachers of the mystery schools of Egypt used to say, is that we exist on two dimensions. We exist in energy first, that's that non-visible part of us, and then matter second. And if you could believe that and start to work with energy and seek to understand it, you will find that much of what happens in your body you can eliminate by learning that your aura will also let you know where there's congestion or blockages or protrusions or depletions. And you can do that with, say, you get a migraine headache. You go and you touch around the temple part of your brow area. You'll find that your hands will go very close to your body. That's letting you know that you don't have a flow of energy. You can rub the temple. You can move your hands away from your temple, and then all of a sudden you can feel the chi. So again, I encourage you to, you know, learn about it and play with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, fun thing to do. It kind of brings back that inner child in us when you rub your hands together and you feel that heat. That's the aura. And then you take and you put your hands together and you feel that little tension. That's the aura. And then you can take your mind and you can go, oh, that feels like a golf ball. I want it to be a tennis ball. And you can make it a tennis ball. And then as you practice, you can go, oh, I don't want a tennis ball. I want a basketball. So again, it's very much a part of who you are. In fact, it's the purest form of who you are. The more you can learn about it, the more you can embrace it, the more you can work with it, the more you can learn how it languages what it's saying to you, the more effective you will be at accessing the information. And then as you create that skill, you'll be able to go in. And it can also tell you what you need to restore back to good health or to restore a healthy relationship. See, the thing in our humanness is when our aura or our intuition says something to us that sounds kind of bad, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to see it. But what it's really doing is saying to you, this is where you do not want to be. You're being compromised. Interesting information in there. And you can tell I get passionate about it, not only because I can see it, but it's so pure, it's so innocent, and it's so unemotionally wounded when we really get into it. The chi of who we are, the energy of who we are, isn't the part of us that becomes wounded. All it does is tells us where in our life we're compromised and wounded. Okay, so let's go back and take some calls. Hi, Gita. Giddy? Is it Giti? It's Giti, isn't it? You're from Canada, aren't you, my love? Line two.
So I am following you from Hay House, your telecast, and everywhere. Thanks for
you
taking
are.
My call.
Well, my pleasure, and thanks for your email, sweetie. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I read all your books and my personality is green, and it's like you've been still of my body, how you know me. Yeah, it was, you know, wonderful. And I'm saying to everybody that she was like still of my body, because I know myself now better than any time in my life.
Well, thank you for those words. Oh, my gosh. How can I help you? Well, what have we got going on?
You know, I have a circulation problem and my feet are extremely cold. And it happened like a few years ago, and my left big toe is numb. And also with that, I got some social anxiety, which, you know, I can't have eye contact with people. And, you know, like just my life has changed since then. My life was very stressful like a few years ago, and now I am, you know, much better. But, yeah, I have all these, you know, with me right now. And I
yeah.
What's your...
Yeah, when I go into the circulation issues, are you working with anybody? Are you using compression hoses at all? Compression hose?
Like... No.
You know, one of the things that I would encourage you to do is, because there's a pulmonary arterial breakdown that is happening, especially in the lower limb area. And one of the things that could be very helpful for you is they're called compression hose. They're like leggings that you can put on your legs itself. And when we get down to the lower extremities of the body, we don't have all those pumps and valves like we do in the upper torso of the body. So our for the circulation and for the movement of the blood and the lymph and all the waste that we need to remove requires this flexing. It requires this muscle movement. And when you compress the legs, then what it does, every movement you have is amplified, and it causes the circulation to be able to move in a way that you can remove the toxin and get the blood to where you want to go. That's the first thing I would encourage you to do, is to go and look at that. The other thing is I can go in and I can pick up that you actually had an injury to your back in the lumbar part of the back. And some of the numbness... Yeah, some of the numbness that you've got, hon, is a damage to the sciatic nerve. It gets inflamed, and when it gets inflamed, it's a problem.
My God, yeah.
So what you're having is you've got a couple things going on. The circulation issue is genetic. I can go back to your grandmother, specifically on your mother's side, and I can find circulation issues.
When I go into
what's going on, sweetie, with that left foot, that left toe, now I've got an injury. So what you'll want to do is you'll want to stretch. You're going to want to manage the inflammation. And whether you have to do it with Advil or Aleve or ibuprofen, or you could do it through curcumin from a natural standpoint, when it gets to the place where your body hurts, I really encourage you to just use something over the counter. Use only as little as you need to that can help you with the inflammation. And then that's going to help with the circulation, the nerves. It's going to help you with the numbness, and it's going to help you not have this restless leg syndrome. It's kind of like I want to just unscrew that left leg from your body to the point where you can be comfortable in it. So those are some things that you can do.
Okay.
Good. You and I, do we have a reading set up? I think we do, don't we?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I've got another woman whose name is very similar to you, yours. But anyway, sweetie, those are some things for you to be able to look at. Maybe you'll want to do some acupuncture. Maybe you'll want to do some massage. And I think that that will help you tremendously. But I really do believe that the compression hose or compression nylons, you can get them usually through a doctor. I don't think you can buy them over the counter. I'm not really sure about that, especially in Canada. But what I would encourage you to do is go and do that, and you'll start finding some circulation increasing, and then your feet won't be as cold.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And one more question that I have, you know, about my social anxiety, that I can't have eye contact.
Yes, in that particular process, that is the outcome of what you experienced a couple years ago. Sweetie, it's part of the post-traumatic stress syndrome that I'm picking up in your body, this disorder. Or if you're not working with anyone post-traumatic, I would encourage you to do that. And then that will help you feel safe. The reason that you're not having eye contact with people is you don't feel safe, honey.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And if you can find ways to work with someone to help you feel safe within yourself and safe around people in a very controlled environment to begin with, then what will happen is then you will start getting back to your old self. See, when I go back, this is all of this that's happening is new. This isn't something that you've been your entire life.
No.
And so you have to kind of look at the traumas associated with it. So I would that's what I would encourage you to do is to work with that, and then you'll build your trust back in yourself. You'll trust in your intuition, and then trust in people again. And you know what? Be very kind to yourself. You have every right, when I touch your field, to be exactly where you are and to be afraid, honey. This isn't something that is a figment of your imagination. It's very real, and I encourage you to seek some help on it. Thanks so much for calling. It's a pleasure. And you know what? Thank you so much for following me from Hay House. I'm really makes my heart smile.
Yes,
hi, let's go to.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh,
and I always say a sense of your existence is love.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Woo, what a great way to go on the day. Thank you so much. Okay, let's take Carmen from New York, line 3. Hi, Carmen.
Hello, how are you doing, Carol? Good to talk to you.
Oh, you too. I'm doing very well. How can I help you?
I'm also chasing you from Hay House Radio.
Thank you.
And I have had trouble with my throat and my stomach and my ears. And mm-hmm. I have had different diagnoses from different doctors, from a gastroenterologist to a thyroid specialist, and they all give me different things to drink and to medication, but still I'm not happy with what they're giving me because I don't feel 100% healthy.
Right,
so now
right.
Well, you to help me out.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is, you know, they're really doing what they're designed to do as doctors. They're trying to relieve the symptoms so then you can get comfortable in your skin. And then what they're trying to do is to try to allow the mind to quit fixating on it so the body can go into the healing aspect. When I touch you energetically, the area for you to focus on is your esophagus. When I go into the stomach, the esophagus, and the thyroid, I can get GERD, which is a gastrogeal reflux, my brain just went because I'm touching energy as fast as I can with it. So what you want to do is, what I want you to do is to go in, and I want you to work with your stomach first of all. I have some H. pylori in it. Your stomach needs to be cooled down. Oh, Rebecca, my producer, thanks, Rebecca. It's called acid reflux. Boy, what a dynamic duo we are, Miss Rebecca. I love it. So
I took antibiotics to kill that pylori.
Good.
I don't know if it was killed or it's still alive.
Well, it comes back, and it's something that your gut is acidic, so you're going to have to work with it. It's there, it goes away, it comes back. But the H. pylori is causing the acid reflux. What that's doing is it's causing to come back up into the throat. That's causing the irritation in the throat itself. And then when I go in and really touch all of it, what I would like you to do is I would like you to go and work with Candida. I would like to have you go to that lower small intestine and work with the part of your intestine where you're too acidic. Alkalize. You should be doing acidophilus, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Watch the foods that you eat. You want to eat alkaline foods versus acidic foods. What that'll do is that will help keep that balance to where the H. pylori doesn't become active. You don't get acid reflux and the thyroid area. And when I go in and touch the thyroid, what I really touch is the throat in you, sweetie. And so if you can go in, take care of the candida, that's part of what happens in the nose, ear area. I've got candida in there. It goes systemic. So, okay. Whoa, you're just
a
beautiful.
It's not that bad, Ben.
No, you know what? It's nothing bad. Where we just need to start is let's start with your gut.
Okay.
And if we can get that gut in being happy again with the foods that you eat, and then there's emotions that there's somebody you just want to say something to, just say it. And then when we deal with it physically and emotionally, my senses, then you're going to come back and you're going to start feeling better. And my senses, you'll also be able to get off some of the meds that you're on. So again, the doctors are doing what they know how to do. It's right. But what they're doing is they're masking the origin, and that's where we need to go. We need to go to second chakra, small intestine, candida, and go from there. I have a wonderful friend, excuse me, who is also a medical intuitive and Hay House author. Her name is Caroline Sutherland. You can go to Hay House and Google her name. Caroline is a medical intuitive, as I said, but boy, she is the queen of candida. That lady can give you more information about how to deal with it and what to do and everything. So track down CarolineSutherland.com. It's SutherLand.com. She has teleclasses. She has a great book that just came out the end of last year, and that can help you tremendously also. Thanks, sweetie. Appreciate
you
calling me.
You made my day. I hope God bless you, because you're a wonderful person to help out people that we cannot afford going to a patrician that can give us the kind thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have given me peace now, peace of mind to see what I have now.
Well, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but heart smiling, tears welling up. Oh, my gosh. You know, when I came back to do this work, I wasn't sure what it was. But when I came back doing this work, to be able to have this kind of feedback and reward, you know, this is really the sweetness of life. And so thank you, everyone who has followed me. What I'd like to do is I'd like to announce that I do have my Your Health teleclass that's coming up on April 23rd. That is at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every month I take a topic or an illness that some of my listeners have sent to me. If you have a suggestion for me, go to my website, ritberger.com. Submit your suggestion. If I use it either in the teleclass or on air, I'll send you an autographed copy of my book, Healing Happens With Your Help, and then also a complimentary CD, Health and Healing Through the Eyes of a Medical Intuitive. So send me your suggestion. The teleclass in April is on osteoporosis and osteopenia, and there's a lot of interesting information that we're learning about. It used to be thought of as being a female disorder that we get to deal with based on postmenopause and a lot of the changes we go through. But interestingly enough, it's on the rise in men as well, tied to hormones. So if you're interested, there's a nominal fee. You can go to my website, click on the icon that says teleclass, then you can sign up. And then in May, I'm going to be doing a teleclass on depression and anxiety, and I'll be announcing that as I get closer to the May dates. But April 23rd from 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's an hour long. I always squeeze in a little bit of time to be able to answer questions, as I'm doing just right now on the radio. So if you know of someone with osteoporosis, you've been diagnosed, or you're concerned about it, then what I do is encourage you to listen to Your Health teleclass, and it's a lot of fun in the information that I share. Okay, so becoming sensitive to your body is a very appropriate way to be able to get yourself reading your body and finding out what's going on. But before I go in and start actually closing up the show, what are some of the things that you can do to be able to keep your aura healthy? Remember that your aura reflects thoughts. So if you think healthy thoughts, you have a healthy aura. The quality and vitality of your aura is that if they come from your heart, they're going to be, those thoughts and those emotions are going to be very healthy. Your aura is going to be very, very expansive. In fact, we now have instrumentation that can actually measure your aura when you're really fluffed up, as I call it, 55 feet from you. And what that means is anybody that walks into your field is going to be able to feel that aura. And if they're intuitive, they're going to be able to get a sense of where you are. Every day, make choices that help you and not harm you. What do I mean by that? Don't compromise yourself. We all have to some degrees. If you make the decision to compromise yourself, then your aura will remain healthy. But if you get pushed into doing something that you really don't want to do, then your aura shrinks, you go into protection, and what it's saying to you is, this is not where you want to do, where you want to go. Make decisions for your reasons and not others. Stop negative self-talk. If you're talking to yourself like you wouldn't even talk to your worst enemy, just stop. You know, when you get that yada, 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 boy, that was stupid. I should have done it different. Am I ever going to learn? Been there, done that. Any of those things, stop. take a deep breath and say something kind to yourself. And if you have a difficult time, find a friend who says that you're going to be doing, that you're going to be telling you wonderful things. I talked about those archetypal parts. What you're going to be doing is find someone that's going to sing your praises, and then you're going to be able to fluff your aura back up. Use daily affirmations. Use prayers. Daily affirmations and prayers are basically one and the same. What that says is that you really need to talk kindly to yourself. The gift of affirmations is that you talk in first person as if something is done. I am healthy. I am well. I am whole. I am gentle. I am loving. In prayers, you connect with your divine self and the divine source, and you say, we are healthy. We are happy. We are whole. And what you do is you change your energy, and you basically take you out of protection and fluff it back up. Pick an old habit that you want to work on. And in that old habit, the one that you want to work on, every day do something to change that habit. If you only hear negative self-talk, pick one of the things that you say over and over and over again, and then change it. Every time you hear it, say something positive. Every time you hear it, say something positive. And we can actually reprogram the mind to believing that fake it till you make it syndrome, believing it, that it is healthy, that our thoughts are healthy, our life is healthy, our body is healthy, we are emotionally healthy. And after a while, the brain believes it, and it reorganizes itself, and it removes the old negative charges that we have around the self-talk that we had. So again, those are some ways that you can go in and look at the aura and to be able to keep it healthy. Most important is, energy is thought. If the thoughts you are thinking are not the thoughts that are creating the experience you desire or the health, merely change your thoughts. Okay, what I would like to do is, I wanted to take some more calls. Sorry about that. We kind of got hung up on all this other stuff. I need to, you know, go in. You know what? I'm going to try to take Nancy from California. Let's connect with her. She's on line one. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, sweetie. I have about 2 minutes. Can we do this in 2 minutes?
Yes, I can tell you real quickly. It's mostly everything is in my head, and I don't mean that metaphorically. From the back of my neck to the sinuses around my eyes and my eyes, there's a lot of, like, muscle tension. And then I do have a coated white tongue in the morning.
Okay, so what we have is we have candida. It goes systemic. It's part of the coating in the tongue. It is the sinus that issues that you have. And one of the things that most doctors aren't aware of is that candida can be responsible for headaches. The headaches that candida primarily create are really tension headaches, those little mastoid muscles in the neck, that circulatory or vascular system, all of that becomes tight. When candida stays systemic and becomes chronic, then it can lead to migraine headaches. But the headaches that you have, the sinus that you have, the coating that you have on your tongue is actually starting at the second chakra. And if you can go into that second chakra, and so I'm going to give a couple of different things. One is, as I said to another caller, alkalize, alkalize, alkalize. Look at the foods you put in your mouth. You should be on digestive enzymes. The next thing is, that's where we hold the fear of abandonment. If you can go in and look at that. The other thing is, the emotions that we hold there are worry. Whether it's financial or around life or around children, it's where we hold guilt, and it's where we hold self-disappointment. So as you go into that second chakra, it's the human emotion chakra, what you will want to do is just look at those other areas and see if there's anything you can do to stop worrying. There's certain things in life we can control, and then there's most of life that we can't control. And if we can tell the difference, then that really, really helps us a lot. So those are some things that you can look at. And when it comes to healing, Nancy, it means literally looking, starting with the body if you need to, looking at things emotionally, looking at your past history, looking at the fears, and then you can work on them really, honey, step by step by step by step. And in doing that, you heal versus cure, and that means that your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, meaning energy, are better than it was before it broke down. So those are the things to work with. Number one, again, here we come back to Candida. So thanks very much for calling me, Nancy. You were a jewel to be as quick as you were. I hope all of you have enjoyed the show today. One of the wonderful things about Contact Talk Radio is they archive the shows. So if you want to re-listen to the show, you can do that by going to my host page on contacttalkradio.com. Click on Archives. They've got it set up where you can actually go in and download it to your iPod or your MP3 player. No cost. This is one of the wonderful things and the reason that I went with Contact Talk Radio. If you want to share it with a friend, go to the Archives and you can do that. It's no cost involved, very, very easy. And thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I encourage you to go in and learn about energy. That's who you are. The matter part of you just happens along the way. And to go in and learn more of who you are. If you're interested in getting a reading with me, I do have a couple more openings in May. I would love to spend an hour with you and really get to poke at you, and we get to share. You teach me, I teach you, a fabulous, fabulous time that we have, and I record all sessions. So again, I hope you're going to join me next week. Go to the Archives to re-listen to this. Join me next week. I'm on every single Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it has been an absolute pleasure. You have a wonderful day, and thanks again.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.